Hey, it's Chuck U. Farley,
Mike Papa,
and Lindy.
And welcome back to another episode of We're Sorry, Did We Offend You? And we're not sorry, and if you're offended, good. That's all I can say.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, we're not sorry. Yeah. I mean, seriously, people. It's time for you all to... Hakeem Jeffries, all you, it's time for you to fucking grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Election denier.
Dude, that dude, seriously, he has a fucking problem. And I don't know what it is.
They all do. Left, right, center. If they're a politician, they all have
problems. Well, there's how many minutes of them fucking denying the 2016
team election? Oh, more than 4 minutes. And 40.
And all they do is like, election deniers. Yeah, you're right. Because we're right, you dumbasses.
Well, okay, so since we're going to go straight into election denying, you see that mayoral race up in, I forgot what state it was. The judge just overturned the election, the primary election.
In New York somewhere, or New Jersey.
New Jersey, I think.
Yeah.
Because of the it was a Democrat primary.
Yeah.
And they caught the one person on camera, closed captioned camera, stuffing the ballot box. So the judge said, well, there's enough evidence here to overturn this election and to start a new one.
Well, there's all kinds of evidence coming out this week on the 2020 election.
It's already been out there, though. So once again... They'll overturn that election, but they got the exact same evidence and more with the movie 2000 Mules, you know, with the metadata from the cell phone, which the video cameras that matches the cell phone metadata. You know, it's like, you could go, it's like, but you have no judge that has the balls to overturn it. And by this point, it's almost too late anyway.
It's too late at this point. Just let it go. I mean,
they owe me 4 years of back pay. And 4 years of my fucking headaches and stress.
Well, that and the fact that they fucking killed you.
Yeah, with the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the vice president, I have a clip in here somewhere, I don't know where, of the vice president of fucking...
Pfizer?
One of them saying, basically, that it was purposely injected to fucking kill people. And to limit birth.
So, if that's what it was for, and they forced it, and, hey, you know, especially as a government contractor, you want to keep your job. That was my case.
Right.
You know.
Well, yeah, it's to restrict. It was to, you know, cause, like, impotency or whatever.
Dude, my age, I don't worry about that.
I don't. Me either, but I might, you know, I might.
I want to start a family?
I might someday, like... I'm never attracted to 20-somethings ever. Gross.
They're just going to laugh at you at your age, dude.
Excuse me?
they're going to assist you with your walker and your orthopedic shoes.
I'm a catch at my age. What are you kidding? Right, Lindy?
The catch of what? Catch of what?
The clap or something. I got it from you.
Maybe I got it from you.
So, anyways, where's all my likes here?
Crabs. Something.
Crabs.
Alaskan King?
I got an STD from Lindy.
So,
Oh, you laugh.
I do.
It's about time you said something on the show. See, look, I had to, like, force her to say something.
Oh, yeah. Man, there's just been so much happening this week, though.
I know, I'm still looking for that clip. See if it's under this other account. You know, because I have to hide my accounts. Oh, I yelled at some people today. They were giving out Obama phones down by the McDonald's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I asked them if I could have one. Hey, can I have an Obama phone?
Were you born a poor black child? Are you an illegal immigrant?
Yes.
No habla. Let's see.
Oh, no, I don't.
Connecticut, that's where that election was. It only took
two. I thought it was New Jersey.
No. So here, Abe Hamadeh said, it only took 2 months for the judiciary in Connecticut to act and restore confidence. Meanwhile, it's been 10 months in Arizona, and the legal system is slow walking. The Connecticut judge orders new election after surveillance videos show election fraud. The quote was, "The volume of ballots so mishandled is such that it calls the result of the primary election in a serious doubt and leaves the court unable to determine the legitimate results of the primary." So that was a small city election.
Yeah.
When you got Abe Hamadeh, there's like over 9,000 uncounted ballots, and he only lost the election by 280 votes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a state of well over 6 million people.
And plus, how many votes were counted, like, the signatures don't match.
Right.
That kind of shit, yeah.
So, you know, that goes into our governor's race, that goes into his election, that goes into everything.
Well, that and the people that went home because they didn't want to stand in that fucking line because mm-hmm. of the fucking, the 19-inch, or whatever the hell it was. Whatever, I forget what it was.
So, anyway.
2-inch penises couldn't fit in the 19-inch hole or whatever the hell it was. Okay, so, since we're talking about illegals, you brought up illegals, I found this kind of a funny thing. You have to watch this video.
Okay.
Okay.
The FBI director said today, "The ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level. Has the White House considered the possibility that a terrorist could be in the country right now after crossing the southern border?"
There are no terrorists here, Peter. Zero terrorists. No terrorists cross border of America. My name is Osamu Gonzalez. I never make bombs at home. I never even met terrorists. I'm actually Mexican on my mother's side.
That's funny. Oh yeah, Kirby. I saw the real interview. Kirby was dancing around that question so damn bad.
Oh, I know. Dude, he sucks. He sucks at his job.
Someone called him Baghdad Bob.
Did they really?
Well, not to his face.
Oh. Oh, see, that would have been better.
It would have been great.
Yeah.
You know, former admiral, dude. You know, you're the new Baghdad Bob.
Yeah, exactly. That's never happened.
No.
Yeah, that was fun. That was the best thing about the whole fucking Iraq War. When he was like, "Oh, there's no Americans here, and the tanks are moving across a bridge in the background." You might want to look around you, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, I don't know why. I have no idea why.
Yeah, since we're talking about terrorists
and
support, you know, there's all kinds of marches. There's a march today in D.C. Mm-hmm. Filled Liberty Plaza and as far as you could see of Palestinian supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it was unbelievable.
Right.
But there was a... Here, where'd it go?
This one? The guy was... That was asking people.
Yeah, that one. That's amazing. You got to play that.
Yeah. Okay. Here, listen. This is a guy asking people to sign up to sign
a Hamas thing.
Yeah, to support Hamas.
Doing a quick petition to help Hamas free Palestine. You're all in. All right.
Yeah,
oh yeah, you're in.
Easily.
I just have to read terms and conditions just so you know what you're signing.
Okay.
By supporting Hamas freeing Palestine, you agree to the following: you agree that every Jew, Christian, and non-Muslim in the world must be slaughtered.
I don't know about that one.
You endorse making homosexuality punishable by jail or death?
What?
I don't know.
You don't agree with that? You believe Iran should use Palestinians as puppets to spread radical jihad and destroy the West? No?
No.
I'm glad I read the terms and agreements. You support strict Sharia law, which bans women from showing their knees, hair, playing sports in public, not being able to travel without a man's permission? Not interested? Oh, okay. You want a terrorist group that beheads babies and rapes girls to replace only democracy in the Middle East?
Not sure that's something to support.
So if I sign, I agree with this.
Yes.
Maybe no.
No? Okay.
Oh, no. Thank you.
No.
I don't support any of these two things that you just read to me, so
okay.
I won't be able to sign this then.
That's fair. No, thanks for not signing. Yeah. All right. Doing a...
And all they did was took their charter.
Yeah.
And here you go.
Yeah, and this is what you people are fucking
supporting.
You don't know what you're supporting. You're jumping on some fucking
bandwagon. That's exactly. Yeah. Just like all these kids tearing down the posters of the missing Israelis, or you know, there's another one of these two.
Well, because it gives them 15 seconds of fame.
So I don't know if it's true or not, but if it is, I applaud whoever did this. But apparently. Mm-hmm. There's a TikTok video or something of a girl who was ripping down posters,
mm-hmm.
but someone had taped razor blades to the inside of the paper on the poles.
Oh, really?
So when they tore them off, it cut the fingers.
I don't hear about that, but that's that. If that was the case, I applaud that, too.
I say
fuck you people for being stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's don't fuck. I mean, you don't agree with it? Fine, don't agree with it. But people hanging up posters is a way to remember the missing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Fuck them. Here. Let's see if I can turn the volume up on this.
Guys, these people are putting razors in these papers because people are snatching them out. And this is what's going on right now. Tell me who the fuck the real terrorist is. Who's the terrorist? Who does this? Who puts razors on fucking papers? People are snatching them out because we know where the terrorism is coming from. 6,000 dead kids.
Yeah, whatever.
6,000 dead kids? No. Unless you're talking about 6,000 dead Israeli kids that you beheaded or burned or what else that you fucking did, you fucking...
So she's trying to say the 6,000 dead kids in the Gaza from the bombings. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you know what? Israel is sending out text messages, leaflets, telling people leave the area. We're mm-hmm. after Hamas. We're not after civilians. And Hamas is not letting people leave.
Right. Yeah, they're holding them in.
Yeah. Just like the humanitarian aid that's coming in with all the gasoline, all the generator gasoline at the hospital will run out. Why? Because Hamas took all the gasoline.
Yeah, they're sitting on, 12,000 gallons, something like that?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But all the humanitarian aid, even in the convoy, the humanitarian aid going in, Israel seized a truck that had all kinds of, weapons and unauthorized contraband for Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
The people trying to sneak in under the, aid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's like you hear the U.S. government, we need to pause and, for humanitarian pause. No, we don't. Netanyahu, I hope he just gives a middle finger to our government.
He should. Everybody.
Pretty much everybody.
You heard about the, I didn't save it, but you heard about the, there's some kind of conference that's going to Brazil or something. And the guy was sitting in the White House talking to Biden, and he said, you can go,
we're going to have it here in this point. It's good. So it's on the beach.
So. Yeah, so you have plenty of time to sit. Yeah, and Biden laughs like,
hey, they're just poking fun out of me.
Yeah, you're making fun of you fucking old dirt bag.
Okay, well, where's he at this weekend?
His house again.
Delaware.
40% of his presidency spent on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
40%. In 3 years.
And everyone bagged on Trump for going to his, places. But Trump spent nowhere near this amount of time away from the White House.
No, I know. It's ridiculous. He's not in charge of this country.
Oh, speaking of that, did you see the NBC Nightly News pretty much admitted?
No, I did not see this. If you have something, I want you to play it.
Okay.
So Lindy will stop coughing.
Yeah. Get a cough drop. It's cold. That's not a tumor. Where is it? Oh, right here. NBC News. Former President Obama quietly advised the White House over the past 5 months on a strategy to address AI, engaging behind the scenes with tech companies and holding Zoom meetings with White House aides at Biden's request. Aides to both men say. So,
to address AI, they want AI because AI.
But here's the thing. Rachel Campos Duffy, whatever, they told us Kamala Harris was in charge of artificial intelligence policy for the White House.
Okay, how can...
But I'm going to finish reading this.
Right.
So now we learn that really Obama, the real question is, what isn't Obama in charge of in the Biden administration?
Yeah, because why are they telling us... Okay, first of all, they say, what's her name, Kamala Harris, is in charge of artificial intelligence.
That is really...
Or she has no intelligence whatsoever.
And the one she does, it is artificial. She gets it all from Venn diagrams.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, you can't have someone who has no intelligence in charge of artificial intelligence.
They admit, one that agency, NBC News, admits Obama's advising the White House on this.
That's NBC News?
NBC News.
Because usually it's CBS. Recently it's been CBS that's been kind of turning on Joe.
But here's the thing. So a lot more. That just kind of shows that what we've been saying all along, that Biden is really behind the scenes. He's the puppet. So is Obama the one at the Delaware House giving instructions?
Yes. We said that all along. We said that for 3 years now.
Yeah. Here's what you're going to do, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Obama put out the thing. Well, it'd be great if there was a president where I could just fucking
sit in the basement and just pull the strings.
And kill my chef. I mean, I didn't say that out loud, dude.
His gay lover.
Yeah. Or his wife's lover. One of the two.
Big Mike.
One of the two. Someone was jamming Mike in the ass.
Or Big Mike was pegging him.
So, did you remember people said that there was like they'd pay money to see a pregnant picture of Michelle Obama? So there was a pregnant picture that came out this week.
Really?
Yeah. But except for it was AI generated, it had 6 fucking fingers on one hand.
Someone was detected. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, someone there.
Taylor, probably. I mean, oh, damn it.
Pog. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're quiet.
Yeah.
So, we all know that Obama's the real president right now.
Right.
Because all the aides and staffers are the same staffers, same aides they had on his watch. That's the same people. So how can we not say, you know?
All right, so we got barking dogs.
They think we're stupid, is what they think.
They thought we were been stupid for 3 years.
And, what?
Well, Joe said something. Okay, well, it must be gospel.
We're the intellectuals. You need to listen to us,
dude. Yeah. All right, that's gonna happen. That's never ever gonna happen again.
Mm-mm.
Again.
Oh, dude, they've ruined me on vaccines, so I don't even want my fucking flu shot this year.
Dude, like I said, I didn't save that fucking clip, and I'm fucking pissed that I didn't. But, yeah, that guy is basically saying don't take anything with the word vaccine in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, you know, because, and then, who was it, Klaus Schwab? Was it Klaus? Not Klaus Schwab.
Dr. Evil?
No, but someone's kid... who his dad is like the head of the WHO or whatever, is calling for the arrest of Bill Gates and the head of his dad's arrest and Soros arrest. Yeah, because he's saying that this stuff is poison and he's dying and his mom's dying and
bio-warfare.
Yeah, the whole thing was for, and we've said it before, was for...
depopulation.
Mm-hmm.
And control.
Yeah.
So... anyways.
It's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
What these people...
what they've done.
Yeah. What they've done to the population. And then they sit there and go, well, what? We didn't do anything. No, you did. And everybody knows fucking
they're trying
did.
To deny that. We never forced this on people.
Right. That's the whole thing. Yeah,
like
you
Trudeau.
Did. Oh, well, and then now all of a sudden people are starting to fucking backtrack on it. Have you heard those people? I haven't.
Oh, yeah, the ones that want amnesty?
Yeah.
Well, you just take it. We thought we were doing the best we could.
Yeah.
You know. No, I'm sorry. Here,
this guy right here. Here's one right here. Listen to this guy.
As to all these people, Fauci, George Soros, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, all the poison-pushing comrades, they need to be held accountable for their role in the greatest mass poisoning in human history.
Yay.
Yeah, well, it's true. And then I have another one. This guy right here. This guy's actually begging for fucking forgiveness.
Yeah, I saw this one, like on the Bill Maher show or something.
Yeah, listen.
I was on the board of my kid's school during COVID. I wanted a harsher lockdown policy, and in retrospect, I was wrong. The damage to kids of keeping them out of school longer was greater than the risks. But here's the bottom line. Myself, our great people at the CDC, I'd like to think the governor, we were all operating with imperfect information, and we were doing our best. So
Oh, that was a Cuomo show.
Was it?
Yeah, go back. Well, Bill Maher.
Let's learn from it. Let's learn from it. Let's learn from it. Let's hold each other accountable. but let's bring a little bit of grace and forgiveness in the shit show that was over.
No.
No, everybody said all along. I mean, you guys are the only ones. We're right. We are right. You are wrong. You pointed out.
You got to be shamed. You got to be fired from your job. You're not allowed to go out in public.
Yeah. Oh, we need to be forgiven for, we were given false information. No, you weren't. You were given the proper information. You chose to believe false information.
Right.
Yeah. So, fuck you, you a-hole. What's his name? Let me give you that guy's name. His name is, where is it? What's that guy? What's that douchebag?
Hit show more up here.
Scott Galloway. Professor at NYU. Fuck you, professor. Professor my ass. Professor your shame, you fucking turd.
You know, when all these people who lost their jobs and their careers and got kicked out of the military for refusing that vaccine, when you go around and personally kiss every one of their asses.
Yeah.
I mean.
And take a picture of it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying figuratively. I'm saying literally.
No, I'm saying figuratively.
Put your lips on their cheek.
Yeah, and take a picture of it. Yeah. And then send it out too, so everybody can see everybody whose ass you kissed.
So, yeah.
Then maybe we'll forgive you. No, we ain't gonna forgive you.
No.
You're a turd.
Turd burglar.
Dude, seriously. They're so.
So.
Here's another one. Look.
Okay.
Here's another fucking person begging for forgiveness or telling people to stop complying.
This whole COVID madness, this so-called pandemic, it was just a test balloon, a gigantic test balloon. Well, for what, you ask? Well, to see how far they could go, to see what exactly they would have to do to get free individuals in a free and democratic society to consent to being forced into compliance.
Amen.
That's what they were trying to establish. That's what they were trying to figure out. And they have figured it out. Trust me, they are much smarter now. The goal ultimately is to transform our free and democratic societies into totalitarian societies. Their goal is to strip each and every one of us of our fundamental rights of freedom, democracy, the rule of law. They want to get rid of all of this. This whole COVID thing had never anything to do with public health. It never had anything to do with breaking waves. It always had to do with breaking people in order to make us a part of a mindless, malleable mass, which they can totally control, and we will be completely dependent upon this globalitarian elite. So I'm really imploring the people and all the peoples around the world, for God's sake, stop giving your democratically elected governments the benefit of the doubt.
By the way,
they are not deserving of that.
Democratically.
They are not. Stop rationalizing whatever your government is doing. Stop rationalizing and come up with some good intentions. They have no good intentions. Never. As I said before, in the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite concerned about the well-being of regular people. And it isn't any different now. Why should it? Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. Because I can tell you, you cannot comply your way out of a tyranny. It is impossible. Trying to do so, you will only feed a gigantic alligator in the hopes of being eaten last. But guess what? Your turn will come, and then you will be the one swallowed up. I also have to ask the people, end your silence. Speak up. For God's sake, stop complying. Start rebelling. They're out to get you if you do not resist.
Amen. I mean, seriously, that says it all right there. That, and we've said this all along, COVID was never about an election. It was never about, well, it was about an election. It was about compliance. That's why they put the 6 feet in the fucking grocery store.
Yeah.
That's why.
And the one way, go up this aisle, one
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that worked well.
Anyways.
Yeah. And if you guys fucking believe it, then go die somewhere, because I have no fucking respect for you at all. I have no respect. Even now, the people that still wear masks, oh, I just want to fucking...
There's a couple at the grocery store today.
I just want to say something to them, but I don't. I just let them fucking have their mental illness and...
Actually, it was Home Depot. There's a couple walking through with their masks on. And 95s even.
Yeah, I just let them have their fucking mental illness. Go, just keep your mental illness away from my family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, go, if you're... The minute you say something to me, though, I am going to rip the fuck into you.
They don't have the ball saying anything, because, like, usually now,
uh-huh.
you know, in the height of COVID, when a mask or everything, you'd only see a couple people not wearing it, right?
Right.
And now, you only see a couple people wearing them. So if they say something, they get the majority of people like, dude, this is fucking over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cold, you know?
Yeah.
And anytime someone has a sniffle or a sneeze, they think it's COVID. No, it could be. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a cold.
Yeah, nobody cares. You suck.
Yeah, never again.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So that's your liberal. So that came out a while ago, dude.
Yeah, I don't care.
And that's a trainee too.
He's a little whiner.
He's a little trainee.
This guy's funnier than shit, dude. Have you heard this guy? You know? Here, listen. This guy's funny. This is a guy from the South talking about the guys, the Palestinian supporters.
Uh-huh.
Listen to him. This guy's funny.
I'm going to just say something real quick. Just real quick, okay? I don't know anything that's going on in the world. And I see these big major cities have a whole bunch of people with colorful flags that are not American flags marching around in the street chanting stuff like, "Ooh la, ka, ba, ka, 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 hey, la, ba, ba." Okay? Don't come to the South with that mess, okay? You might be in Chicago and New York City. Don't come to the South with that mess. We will shoot you. With the marshmallow gun type stuff, right? Like non-violent airsoft guns and stuff. Like not real guns, but don't come down here with your don't do that. You just keep that away, because that scares us white folk. You hear what I'm saying? We get a little bit bang. Sorry, dude.
They're gonna say, "Sorry, dude."
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, today, why I was out, and I'm gonna have to redo some research on this. But my buddy showed me this thing where the Seventh Circuit Court or something said AR-15s are not protected by the Second Amendment.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll look it up on the break.
We'll look it up. Yeah. Because I was like, what?
Oh, is this? Yeah, because I'll look it up on Firearms Policy Coalition, because I'm a grassroots member over there.
Okay.
Because we'll see, because that one U.S. district judge, I think the Seventh Circuit, said they're not protected because they can fire like 45 rounds a minute. But one U.S. district judge said the weapon fires 300 rounds a minute.
Yeah, it has something to do with the way it shoots. Yeah.
Right. So, but regardless, the Second Amendment has nothing to say with how many rounds per minute it shoots.
Right.
We've had this discussion where Joe Biden, like, the Second Amendment says you can't own a cannon. Well, show me. Yeah. Where's the word cannon in the Second Amendment?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Also, we've discussed this. The Second Amendment does not limit what the people can do. The Second Amendment limits what the government can do.
Yeah.
And it says the rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah, it doesn't say what kind of arms we can have or what kinds of arms we can't have. It just said we can have arms.
And if we can only have bear arms, I feel sorry for the bears that are out there.
Okay, dude. That was not funny.
He's swinging fucking arms with claws on them.
Okay, so... You brought up John Kirby earlier
yeah.
in the show, right?
Baghdad Bob.
And so we're talking, since we're talking about all you fucking Palestinian supporter, fucking terrorist supporter, you know, didn't we fight a fucking 20-year war against terrorism?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden we're supporting them?
Yeah. And they're here.
Yeah. So, okay. So here, listen to what he says. And then I'm going to bring something up.
People in this country making violent anti-Semitic threats, are they domestic terrorists?
I don't know that we're classifying people as domestic terrorists for that. I mean, that's really a question better left to law enforcement. I'm not aware that there's been such a characterization of that.
People in this country make...
Okay, so he's not aware yet. If you go to a school board meeting...
Yeah, and avoid your domestic terrorists.
You're a domestic terrorist.
If you're a MAGA Republican,
yeah, you're more than a domestic terrorist. You're just a terrorist.
You know, they have no problem labeling people that they disagree with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does that mean they agree with the anti-Semitism?
They do. They just don't want to say they do, because you know, all this money for. You know, now they're like bitching about, well, we're going to give the money to, but we're going to take it from this fund.
So, yeah, so what the new Mike Johnson, new Speaker of the House, said, we'll give you Israel $14 billion in aid, but we're going to take that $14 billion from the IRS
and out of
the Inflation Reduction Act money.
Right, and it's not going to be part of...
Ukraine bill.
Ukraine,
it's a separate bill.
Yeah. And they're like, well, that's not right.
Yeah. I'm gonna veto that.
Yeah, because I ain't getting any money out of it.
Exactly.
November 3rd, a U.S. appeals court on Friday upheld an Illinois state ban on assault-style weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines enacted after a 2022 mass shooting in Chicago Highlands Park suburb that left 7 people dead and dozens more wounded. A 2-1 vote, a 3-judge panel on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out a lower court injunction imposed against the firearms restrictions in one set of cases and affirmed decisions keeping the law intact in another batch. The appellant ruling also upheld several similar local laws in Illinois. The Democratic-backed state measure bans the sale and distribution of many kinds of high-powered semi-automatic assault weapons, including AK-47s and AR-15 rifles and large-capacity magazines. Opponents challenged the measure on grounds that it violated the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment right for individuals to keep and bear arms. The appellate panel held that, like other constitutionally protected freedoms, Second Amendment gun rights were subject to certain limits that can be legitimately imposed by the government. And one notable aspect of its reasoning in upholding the Illinois law, the appellate panel cited a U.S. Supreme Court opinion last year that struck down New York State's limits on carrying concealed handguns outside the home.
So it's an Illinois thing.
Yeah.
Not a national thing.
No.
But it'll still have national implications, because if one state can ban it, saying this, we ban this type of gun, they can't. So there's lawsuits. So, the Firearms Policy Coalition, if you want to donate to an organization that's really trying to protect the Second Amendment, don't go to the NRA.
Right.
Go to FPC.
Right.
And donate there. Because these guys have, on X, right? They'll see, like, they'll post that article, and their reply will be, fuck you, no. We're here to take your guns, fuck you, no. Stack up and try, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, lawsuit printer go brrr. So they're filing lawsuits every day. Matter of fact, them and Gun Owners of America, GOA, those are probably the two predominant lawsuit-heavy organizations on behalf of the Second Amendment rights. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Because now they're going to probably do in-bank on the 7th appellate, meaning the entire, all the judges. And if that fails, it'll go to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
So. Cori Buschair.
Yeah, you want to hear?
How stupid she is?
She is fucking dumb. You guys want to hear this? Listen to this.
How are we doing on time, Lindy? Is it almost time for a break? Or we still got a beer left, too.
Yeah, we're going to listen to this, and then we'll go on break. Okay. Listen to this, and we'll talk about it.
So you're saying that 40, you're saying that they're paying their fair share is what you're saying?
No, I'm asking what percentage is a fair share?
Their fair share, the same, if I'm paying, if a third of my money is going to taxes, then I think a third of their money should be going
to taxes. It does.
Well, it does.
I'm trying to understand because you realize the effective tax rate on the poor is less than it is on the rich, right?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not the poor. I'm very close to that line, but I'm not the poor.
Okay, so the effective tax rate on the middle class is less than it is on the rich, correct? What fair share would you like to percentage?
So you're saying...
Yeah, so she can't answer a simple fucking question.
Yeah, what percentage is considered a fair share?
Yeah. If you're rich and you make $1 billion a year, if you have to pay 30%, like anybody else.
Uh-huh.
What's 30% of $1 billion? $300,000?
No, like $3 million.
$3 million?
Or $30 million, whatever it is?
Yeah. Compared to a guy making middle class, $80,000?
Yeah.
So what's 30% of $80,000? You know, it's like, come on, dude. He's paying a lot more money than...
Yeah, but so they just want, well, because he's making $1 billion, he doesn't get to keep all that. No, if he's earning it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's part of, this is what we call a democracy, or this is what we call...
fair market, free market, capitalism.
Capitalism, yes.
You know, you want to make money, you earn it.
Right? Yeah.
But government thinks they're entitled to take everything from you because you earn it. That's theirs. No, it's not the government's. You know, until income tax didn't start until, the early 1900s?
Yeah, they wouldn't do it. There's been people in Congress now that want to do away with income tax, and they're like, what?
It was supposed to be temporary. Yeah, because if you do away with the income tax, they can't fund all their pet projects.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't fund Ukraine and get the kickbacks.
You can't fund,
endless wars.
The effects of cow farts on the fucking ozone level. Hey, so since we're talking about the economy and free market and all this, listen to this little whiny bastard.
That's a chick, dude.
Is it? Is that, you got chin pubes?
That's a chick. Okay. This is a little trainee who's going through hormone therapy. Right? Yeah. Listen.
People wonder why we need a union at Starbucks, and I am literally about to quit. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but, I really want to.
Just
I almost
quit.
Walked out today.
Pussy.
And I'm crying in the bathroom right now, and I almost cried on the floor. It's just... I'm like a full-time student. I get scheduled for 25 hours a week, and on weekends they schedule me the entire day, open to close. I'm on the schedule for 8.5 hours, both Saturday and Sunday. I'm, 3.5 hours into my shift, there's so many customers, and we have 4 people on the floor all day. Only 5 people were put on the schedule, and somebody had to call out, and there are 4 people running the whole store, and there's so many customers, and there's possibly scheduled 5 people. We only have 13 people employed at this store, and there's so many customers, and we don't have fair scheduling. Managers don't care about us. Our manager was supposed to come in this weekend, and he took himself off the schedule, so he wouldn't be able to be held accountable for calling out. He just literally tore down the schedule that he was scheduled on and put up a new schedule where he wasn't on the schedule. Also, he couldn't have even seen that he was scheduled in the first place because he didn't want to be held accountable for not wanting to come in. They don't want to help us. We need a union because this can't happen. This can't happen. We need fair scheduling. We need managers to hold themselves accountable for helping their workers. They refuse to turn mobile orders off. We need the liberty to be able to do that because there's so many mobile orders, and I need to get through all of them. And then people are yelling at me because they don't have their orders ready, and they don't know what to do. And a customer was misgendering me tonight, really badly. I didn't have their order ready. And so they were just, talking to each other, and they're like, she's clearly incompetent. I have a full mustache and beard.
It's not full.
What the fuck?
That mustache is not
full. I don't get accommodations for being neurodivergent. I don't... I can't... people fucking out of me for using my sick time. I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm like at my wit's end with this job. I really am.
Told you it was a trainee.
I didn't misgender him.
Her.
Him.
Her.
Him. He thought he was a him.
It's a her.
He's got a full mustache and a beard. He doesn't have a full mustache. He's like little fucking
cat fuzz.
Yeah. But.
Her.
I didn't misgender it. It.
Dude, you would have grabbed a tree trunk.
No, I would not have. Speaking of misgendering things. I saw this the other day, so I just wanted
to say fight bigotry. 98% of straight men are unwilling to date trans women because of hatred.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, why is that bigotry?
Because I don't want to date a trans woman?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's not a woman, it's a guy.
Exactly.
And straight men don't date guys. I'm sorry.
We're not gay. Exactly. So if trans women can date trans men, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And then at that point in time, what's the point of fucking being trans?
Right.
You fucking dumbasses. Just think about it for like 5 seconds.
They're just pulling the Uno reverse cards out, man.
I don't get it. Well, if you don't date me, you're like transphobic. No, I'm not. I'm not gay, you fucking queer.
I don't like people with mental illnesses.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't. Dudes with dicks. I don't care what you call yourself. You have a dick. You're a dude. Dude, dick. Women, puss. It's the way it is.
Only supposed to fit one way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't. No. Never. I'm not even going there. All right. I'm not even going there.
All right, Chucky.
Okay, so where are we at, Linz? Where are we at, Linz?
Like 40, 50.
40.
All right, let's call it for the first half, and you guys won't even miss us. We'll be right back before, but we have stuff we have to take care of.
Okay.
And then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, we're back. Sort of, kind of.
Didn't even miss us.
Hopefully. Hopefully we're back.
It says we're back.
Lindy's, like, did some kind of Democrat thing.
No, I didn't. I paused it, and it didn't want to unpause.
But you didn't plug it in. You know, power.
What is the point of having a battery?
See, okay, that's a Democrat fucking thing to say. We were talking during the break, and about how like Democrat people, like especially college kids, can't fucking figure shit out.
Right.
And
well, because they don't teach critical thinking at university anymore. They teach. You need to think this. It's all propaganda.
Yeah. It's like you're not taught to figure something out. Like
they're just taught this is what, you know, the Palestinians are oppressed because why? Because they're people of color and everything is based on emotions instead of going back and doing research.
Mm-hmm.
I would not overgeneralize though and say all college classes.
I
don't think all college classes teach that you are sheep and have to. There are some college classes that do make you do critical thinking.
Name one. Dodgeball. Do I dodge a ball?
Okay, and
do
then
I
you
not?
Question why I don't want to. Why I don't want to? Because you when I
do I dodge a ball or do I not? Shush, woman.
So. Here's why I think some of this, for most major universities, NYU, Columbia,
mm-hmm.
Harvard, Yale, mm-hmm. what are some of the others that have been, Cornell?
Right? Yeah, the Ivy Leagues.
The Ivy Leagues.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's more than Ivy Leagues. The Ivy Leagues are one that's just in the news because they're
big.
Their funders are like saying, fuck you, we ain't paying
you. But yeah, even out here at ASU, U of A, tell me what political discussion belongs in a math class, but there's examples of like math professors injecting politics into their courses.
I can give you one. I can actually give you a math question that goes into politics. If Joe Biden got 81 million votes and Donald Trump got 70 million votes and there's only 150 million people voting, where'd the extra votes come from? That's a math question. We cheated. Say it. Just say it.
I'm just saying. It just seems more and more that there are kids who are able to survive college and not become liberals.
Thanks to their parents.
Right.
Yeah.
But it seems there are a lot more students that go to colleges who are maybe come from conservative families who get to college, and they become radicalized by their professors. And a lot of this is being played out as we speak in Washington, D.C. right now, outside the White House. Mm-hmm. There's a pro-Palestine rally that's just off the charts. I thought we mentioned at the beginning of the show where it's as far as you could see.
No, we didn't. We didn't mention it. You showed it at the break. And the thing is, I'm saying shoot them.
Okay, so but right now they're at the White House, literally scaling the fence and disobeying Secret Service.
Shoot them.
So
what?
So January 6th is an insurrection. What is this? They're waving foreign flag, supporting a terrorist group outside the White House right now,
trying to break into the White House. Yep. Shoot them. I mean, what part of this do you not understand? What part of this do you not? Seriously. There'd been, if I was on the roof of the White House with a sniper rifle, there'd be like 5-10 people dead now.
So, it's, and I will say probably a large chunk of those kids, because they wrap their face, are all probably college students from George Washington University. What's a predominant one in D.C.? All these D.C. universities.
I'm going headshot too, by the way.
Oh, dude, is there anything else?
Yeah. It's like. Like pink mist.
You know, usually if you shoot someone like in the mouth or nose area in the face, it'll take out the brain stem if it's like a straight shot.
Right. Yeah.
That's kind of what you want.
Maybe you can get the guy behind him too. Two for one.
Everybody want spaghetti for dinner? Add a little pepper, parmesan.
Dude, seriously. I mean, okay. So it's like, remember when Trump was the president? Remember when things were, like, cool in this country?
Yeah.
And there was, like, a disturbance outside the White House, and they turned the lights off?
Yeah.
At the White House, Trump was hiding. No, you know why they turned the lights off at the White House? Because the snipers can see better in the fucking dark, you fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They have night vision. You don't.
Yeah, exactly. You morons. But hey, you know, you guys are college kids. You're all smarter than every fucking buddy else.
Pro-Palestine protests vandalizing the gates of the White House with red paint and pushing on them.
And your parents? I blame your fucking parents for this, right? Because you guys should have been smacked around as children, and you weren't. You were sent to your room. Your Xbox was taken away from you for 30 minutes while you sat in a fucking corner and contemplated. You're like, okay, for the next 30 minutes, I'm going to sit here. When I'm done with this tournament, I'm going right back to Xbox. And I'm going to play Call of Duty because I can respawn. And I can just run down the middle of the street with two pistols and kill everybody. And then when I get killed, I'll just respawn. It's not going to happen like that in real life. Fucked hard.
Yeah, you're not respawning.
You're not respawning. You're fucking going to fucking hell. But, hey, I digress.
All right, digress.
I digress. So, everybody knows who Antifa is, right?
Yes.
I'm going to play you this clip. This is great right here.
Oh, I saw this the other day. It's hilarious.
This is great right here.
Especially the chick that gets punched at the end.
I didn't see a chick. All I know is this one guy fucking handles every fucking buddy.
Yeah, you'll see the one I'm talking about. I think it's a chick, the way she kind of swings a flag at him.
Uh-huh.
But you'll see. Okay, we'll have to give the play-by-play.
Okay, yeah, listen to this. Listen to this guy, because there's a little kid in there.
Are you guys going skiing? You guys going skiing today?
Because they all got masks on, ski masks.
People questions, bro.
Don't put your hand on me. You put your hand on me again, it's going to be a problem.
No, what's going to be a problem is when you walk in there. That's going to be a problem.
That ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Why? They shouldn't be a problem. This is America. I should be able to talk and walk wherever I want, right? Isn't that what you guys stand for? For the freedom and no government and all that bullshit, right?
No, we're building a wall.
Right?
We're building a wall. You don't understand.
But you don't weigh enough, little boy. You're underage, dude. You're underage.
Hey, somebody get this child out of my face,
motherfucker. You got your
age. Hey, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Let's go.
He starts punching people. He's taking on the whole crowd.
Yeah.
And so see those on the chick.
Let's go.
Boom.
This is the thing with Antifa. Were
you guys going skiing?
Every time they get into a fight, they get their fucking ass handed to them.
Well, because they go in numbers. Right. And then when another crowd comes in, has numbers, mm-hmm. and they start swinging, these guys run like little bitches.
And then they spray that bear mace or whatever. Because someone always in the crowd always has fucking bear mace, whatever. Because it sprays like this huge stream of fucking mace. And mace sucks. I mean, I've been maced before.
Me too.
And it sucks.
I've also been tased.
Yeah, me too. Voluntarily.
Yeah, me too. Well, mine wasn't voluntary. In order to use a taser, you have to be tased. You know, you have to get qualified and certified. So you got to ride the lightning, bitch.
Right. And so I fucking purposely held on to the things. I didn't get shot with it.
I did.
I just held on to it while the guy pulled the fucking trigger. No, it was not fun. It sucks. It fucking sucks.
But I will say, mace or pepper spray is worse than a taser.
It is. No, I don't think I disagree.
It is. Here's
I
why.
Disagree.
Because when the taser stops, it's over. That pepper spray lingers.
Yes, but you don't piss yourself when you fucking.
I didn't piss myself on the taser.
What, do you go bathroom beforehand?
Yes. I knew I was going to get tased. You could drain that shit.
No, dude, it sucks. I got maced on the spur of a moment thing. I got tased. I knew I was getting tased. So I was ready for it. But I still pissed myself.
Yeah.
Yes, I did piss myself.
No. I'll take a taser over OC spray.
Anyway. No, not me. Dude, that sucked. Then when you're trying to wash it out and it gets fucking worse.
What, the pepper spray? OC spray?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I'll get tased before I get OC'd again.
I pulled over. I was driving a car at the time I got, because this little pussy bitch fucking sprayed me in the face. He argued with me. Then I told him to pull over and he sprayed me in the fucking face. So now I'm blinded driving a fucking car, right? So I pull over and we run into a guy's yard, turn on his fucking hose.
Got to keep flushing it at that point.
It got worse. It sucked. You're right. Once the fucking tasing is over, it's over. Yeah. But mace lingers.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
If I have my choice, right?
Yeah.
I'll take a taser.
but in case, like, unless, like I said, unless you're like Mike and evacuate yourself, you will evacuate yourself.
But see, I've had OC spray. Then I've also had CS gas.
That's a military thing.
Yeah, because one, we had the disco hut and basic training where you had to go through and take your mask off.
Uh-huh.
But then we'd be out on maneuvers and our fucking NCOs would just decide, hey, I'm going to throw a CS grenade out here. And everyone's like, motherfuckers. You know what's funny, though? My first tour in Iraq, right?
Uh-huh.
For crowd control, we had, we could shoot motherfuckers over there in my first tour, you know, like if you know, you're under threat, you take fire, whatever. Right. You know what's not allowed?
No.
Less than lethal. Tear gas, CS, not allowed.
Why?
I don't know why. So, everything we did was lethal rounds.
Okay.
You know.
It's good for me.
It's... Like the rules of engagement were a lot lenient over there.
I like lethal rounds.
You know, when, but
I can always go for those.
Oh, Mayorkas is a piece of shit.
Dude, this was this week.
Was it?
Yeah. Him and what's his name from the Comey? Who's the guy?
No, Ray. Yeah. FBI?
Yeah. Went before somebody and was like telling them what they're doing about the fucking illegals coming into this country. Listen to this guy.
Right.
Listen, this guy's a fucking turd.
He is.
Are there HSI special agents
who are currently at the border, having been pulled away from other cases?
Combating,
yes or no?
Combating the fight against fentanyl, yes.
How many agents are currently at the border having been pulled off of their other cases?
To fight the scourge of fentanyl, I'd be very pleased to provide you with that data.
That's not what the special agent is alleging. That's not what she said. She said that they're being taken off of fentanyl interdiction, off of child exploitation cases, off of their other investigations into criminals to make sandwiches. That's her quote. You're saying that this is a lie, that she's wrong?
Senator, we have a number of law enforcement priorities. With the resources
is making
we
sandwiches
have,
one of them?
We have, of course not, Senator. We accomplish a tremendous amount.
Because, is she wrong?
Because of the tremendous talent and dedication of our personnel, including a Homeland Security investigation.
Making sandwiches for illegal immigrants. Is she wrong? This is one of your agents. Is she wrong? She says that there are 600 at least special agents pulled off of other cases sent down to the border to babysit illegal immigrants. Is she wrong?
Senator, our personnel, we use our personnel to achieve the maximum law enforcement objective possible. That is what we do.
And so you're not going to deny it.
And I'm incredibly proud of what our people do every single day.
This is news. Are there...
Okay, sorry about that. Hey! dog started barking, but...
I'm sure they figured that out by now. Gee, I wonder what... Was that a hippopotamus there? A giraffe?
Was there a dog in the fucking Congress? Yeah, so pulling people off their jobs to make sandwiches, he didn't deny it.
He didn't deny it.
He did not deny it.
I hope they're good sandwiches.
Yeah, better. They're fucking cheese. Better be.
They're just bread and cheese.
Yeah, here's another. This is Josh Hawley still questioning.
Mayorkas.
Mayorkas is a fucking tool.
He is a tool. I don't like that dude.
He has not once answered a question. Yeah, listen.
An employee of the Department of Homeland Security who posted these comments on October the 7th. That's not all she posted. She also posted this graphic. Now, this is a fake graphic, I want to be clear, but I think we understand it. This is a paraglider, a Hamas paraglider, depicted here with a machine gun flying into Israel. She posted it under her online alias with the celebratory Free Palestine. Mr. Secretary, what's going on here? Is this typical of people who work at DHS? This is an asylum and immigration officer who is posting these, frankly, pro-genocidal slogans and images on the day that Israelis are being slaughtered in their beds. What have you done about this?
Four things I'd like to say to you. Number one, your question to suggest that that is emblematic of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security is despicable.
What have you done? This person works for the Department of Homeland Security. Have you fired her?
That was one of four answers.
Have you fired her?
One.
Have you fired her? Don't come to this hearing room when Israel has been invaded and Jewish students are barricaded in libraries in this country and cannot be escorted out because they are threatened for their lives. You have employees who are celebrating genocide, and you are saying it's despicable for me to ask the question? An employee.
Yeah, dude, it goes. I
heard that exchange of 4-1. He rips into Mayorkas.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's great. I was watching it live.
And then he got to the point where Mayorkas would say, I can't speak on internal investigation, personal matters.
Yeah, because apparently the girl is, like, suspended now.
Yeah, with pay, probably.
With pay, right. And that was the thing. He's like, she's suspended with pay?
Yeah.
Why is she not fired?
I'll tell you why. Because federal employees, right, have, you know, their federal employee union. And it literally almost takes an act of fucking Congress to fire a federal employee.
Well, I know. It used to be that way when I was a government employee. Cause yeah. I still am a government employee. But a few years ago, the place I worked for all of a sudden made us all at will. So now they can get rid of us at any fucking time.
Yeah.
Because I'm an at will employee. Now, I never signed on to be an at will employee, but...
But that's the thing. It is so, you know, in my days in the military, mm-hmm. I supervised federal employees. civilians.
Right.
It took me so much documentation and paperwork.
All right. Yeah, no, I know. Because it used to, look, when I worked at the county, it used to be you got, there was a whole routine.
Yeah, your initial counseling, you got your follow-up counseling, you got this counseling, yeah, you got that counseling.
Yeah, you got it written up, then you got suspended, then you got, I mean, it took like a fucking ever to get you fired.
Right.
Unless you'd fucking, like, really fucked up.
Right.
Right.
So, I don't know if, that's not really grounds to terminate someone.
It should be.
It should be. But, on what? What's the count? If she posted that on her personal account,
did she post? She used a pseudonym or whatever. Right. I don't know who's doing that.
Did she post it while she was at work on duty? You might be able to get her for being on social media while at work.
Right.
But if she did it on what day was set? Was that a Saturday or something?
October 7th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Saturday or Sunday.
It was a Saturday, so she's probably not in her office, mm-hmm. right? So you can't get her for that.
But now. DHS better be working 7 days a week. You better not get fucking weekends off.
Well, what's her job, though?
I don't know, but at DHS, you better not be getting fucking 7 days off. Or
weekends off? There are people get weekends off.
Yeah. Well, why? You're DHS. Your department. You mean, because the terrorists, that's good the terrorists know that. Hey, Saturday, Sunday, you're free to go.
Immigration services, right? Mm-hmm. The people who do interviews for your visas and immigration asylum status fall under DHS. They don't work weekends. Their appointments are Monday through Friday.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, so, it's pretty fucking sad that government agencies like that, I'm a Monday through Friday guy.
You could be. I mean, yeah, based on that, every government agency should be open all the time based on your theory.
Well, okay, here's the deal. See, I work Monday through Friday or whatever, uh-huh. but I'll answer the phone on Saturday.
But your agency is, one, not open on Saturday, right? Your department?
Yeah, but there's things that can happen on a Saturday.
Right, but...
Right.
So that employee, if she's on her off day, on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
posting something like that, she's not at work, not on a work computer, not on a work account. So I'm just saying, you may not like the message.
Right.
And we've talked about this on the show.
Right.
You may not like the message or agree with the message.
Yeah. I don't like it.
But does she have a right to say it?
She does, but...
But we may find it appalling.
I don't find it appalling what she said, but it's because of what her job is. Because if you listen to the whole thing...
So if she deals with immigration and asylum and stuff like that, which mm-hmm. she might...
Yeah, where she's like, okay, you can come in and you can't come in.
Now there's a potential conflict they can look at
yeah.
because if she's allowing in people from the Middle East and pro-Palestinian or possible Hamas members
yeah.
that came through her desk
yeah.
and she's not giving proper scrutiny or what. So there's an issue there.
Yeah.
Now, it warrants an investigation, not an instant termination. So in this case...
I don't care about instant termination, but she should be suspended without pay.
Without pay. Yeah, yes. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Suspend her, do the investigation.
Yeah.
And then if she's at fault,
yep.
terminate her, and yep. then ensure that she never gets a government job again.
Here's the deal. You suspend somebody with pay, it's not a fucking punishment.
It's a vacation.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
So you suspend them without pay, maybe they might fucking fess up to something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. If not, they'll go to Starbucks and cry like that one chick you just played.
Fucking turd. So, all right. So, anyways. So, everybody knows Trump is on fucking trial, right?
What?
Trump?
When did this happen?
Yeah, exactly. As soon as Biden got fucking in the White House.
Oh, so did you see, like, even in the classified documents, one of the Trump's lawyers produced documents to the court that shows that Biden's White House, DOJ, and all these people in the archives... There was more extensive communications between them before the indictment than was previously released.
No.
Mm-hmm. So it shows Biden's White House and DOJ were directly involved with the archives before that indictment.
Mm-hmm. Because this has a direct... This
is Colorado. They're trying to keep him off the ballot.
Right.
For the 14th Amendment.
Insurrection. Now, I'm going to play you this clip because it's Cash Patel.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the judge's face while he's talking.
I think we were going to start with President Trump. Are they ready to call their first witness?
Yes, we would call Kashyap Patel. To your knowledge, did any senior DOJ leader ever state in words or substance that they felt they needed more or different authorization from President Trump before they could deploy National Guard troops to keep the peace on January 6th?
No.
So why didn't we have 10,000 National Guard troops suited up and armed guarding the Capitol on the morning of January 6th?
There's a multitude of reasons, but namely, step one was a commander-in-chief's authorization, which we had. Step two was a request by the governing body, the local governing body. It's the mayor, since it's Washington, D.C., and or the heads of the Capitol Police Bureau.
And Mr. Patel, I would ask you if you recognize this letter.
I do. It's the letter I referenced from Mayor Bowser, I believe on January 5th, to the Department of Defense, where she specifically stated, we would not be requesting any additional National Guardsmen and women. And that was her letter to us. That was the declination of a request. And so we were on standby.
Did you testify before the January 6th Select Committee?
I did.
Were you questioned in a public hearing?
No, they declined my request for a public hearing.
Was your testimony public when given?
No.
Did you tell them what you've told us today about the president and the deployment of National Guard troops?
I believe so.
Did the committee ever call you to testify about those issues in public session?
No.
Some of the senior officials, people like Kash Patel, apparently not available.
We felt it appropriate that the transcript should be made public at some point. And after months-long negotiations, they refused to do so and published their final report. And to my memory, it had been excluded. I think on the eve of the dissolution of the committee, my transcript was the last one released.
I have no further questions for you, sir. Thank you very much.
You called their bluff. And what's shocking to me, because I didn't even really understand this, is that you gave this testimony. Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and you guys, he gave this testimony, essentially, to J6, and they buried it?
Some of the senior officials, people like Kash Patel, apparently not available.
Point blank. Is your testimony basically one of the key reasons that Jack Smith can't and won't indict President Trump for insurrection?
You know, I believe so. It's the truth. If they could have, if anyone could have charged President Trump with insurrection, this special counsel, Jack Smith, would have done it.
Connie Smith. Huh. Dude, that dude, look at that dude.
Yeah,
is,
I know.
Is he not communist?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Look at him.
So Liz Cheney flat out lied by saying Kash Patel is not available, but they wouldn't let him testify in public. Mm. So therefore, they can continue that lie.
Right.
Didn't they conveniently lose all of the January 6th materials after they went out?
Yeah.
Even though they were told not to?
Not to, yeah. Oh, it got deleted.
Oh, my God, it had a water leak, just like Fulton County.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys, the Democrats are so fucking weak.
So
they're so weak.
Well, even the Republicans are weak, dude. Any politician. I seriously don't trust any of the politicians anymore. I don't recognize this government. This country.
Insurrection.
This country is not the one we grew up in.
Mike's insurrecting.
I am. Fuck him. You know.
No.
The Constitution is what.
No, I'm there with you. I remember being a 10-year-old kid. You know, thinking this was the greatest place in the world to live. You know, I had I was born in 62, just giving you some information there. 1976, the bicentennial.
That was a party.
Dude, we had a party at our house. Yeah. I had fucking USA fucking pants, okay? USA pants. Red, white, and blue pants with you. I mean, we were patriotic. We loved this country. You pricks now are fucking panty waste.
You know what? Yeah, here's what's funny. Everyone bitches about this country being so horrible, so awful.
Yeah.
Then leave.
Yeah.
Exactly. No one says you have to stay here.
Yeah.
Well, why go somewhere? Well, I can't do that. Well, why not?
It's like Cher. Well, if Trump gets reelected, I'm leaving. Why wait?
Yeah. You said that the fucking last time.
Yeah. Why wait? Get the fuck out now. Nobody wants you here. You fucking Indian fucking bitch.
She's from India?
Yeah. No, not India.
She's a feather, not a dot?
Yeah, she's a feather. She's a wagon burner.
Cherokee? Is that why it's Cher?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of Indians.
Yeah. Okay, what? Dot heads or wagon burners?
The wagon burners.
Okay.
There's a movie just came out.
Oh, the one about with
what's Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, with De Niro that's like tanking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah, I went and seen it.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
It has De Niro in it.
I'll tell you why after the show.
Okay.
But, long movie. Actually, to be honest, I thought it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my wife and son both read the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't go along. Of course, like most movies, don't really mirror the book.
All right.
However, they said if it mirrored the book, it would have been better.
Amityville Horror pretty much did.
Yeah. But if the movie had mirrored the book, it would have been a little bit better because the movie kind of gave away some of the secrets of the book, like who the killers were, you know.
Oh, Smokey and the Bandit. Well, I never read the book.
But it was a good movie, and it kind of showed, it's based on a true story.
Uh-huh.
About the Osage tribe in Oklahoma,
uh-huh.
who really weren't from Oklahoma. They were just moved there because of the reservation.
Uh-huh.
The land they were moved on was oil rich, so they became super rich people.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the white man, the evil white man, came in to take over. So, good movie, though.
Of course. So
even though, don't, just discount the actors, you know, because I know De Niro's in it.
De Niro's a turd.
He is.
DiCaprio, turd.
But the movie itself,
the
content, the fact, the true story, I would say, I liked it.
Here's the thing. These actors, Hollywood, are fucking killing Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because they're out there giving their fucking 2 cents to people like you and I. And it's like, fuck you. I'm not going to support you. Maybe if they just shut up, right?
Well,
and did what they're supposed to do and entertain us.
Right.
And because I like, okay, like, one of my favorite movies of all time is, the one, damn it, I can't think of it now because I've been drinking all day.
Joe, wonder why it's Saturday football.
I know, Saturday football. But,
who's in it?
De Niro's in it. The dead guy's in it. Joe Pesci.
Oh, was that the mobster one?
Yeah.
Goodfellas.
Yeah. That one. See? I knew it would come to me. Yeah, that's one, but I won't watch it anymore.
Because
of the fact that fucking, I don't want to give money to
Pump. He's already made his money from that movie, right?
No, he's going to get like 50 cents from me watching.
50
cents,
whatever, who cares?
I don't want to give him 50, I don't even want to give him 50 cents, dude.
See, the thing is, there's a lot of actors who I fucking think they're total douchebags.
Uh-huh.
But if I don't watch their movies, it's like, I don't know. I want to see the movie. If I like the content, I like the premise of it.
Right.
I don't give a fuck who the actors are, really.
I really do like that movie, but I just, because of fucking De Niro, I can't fucking.
Well, I mean, De Niro's just, I would say, he'll be dead soon, dude. He's like 80, 90.
I know. As soon as he's dead, I'll watch it again.
But
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give him 50. I'm not giving him 50 cents of my fucking money.
Who is
that?
It?
That's who.
Oh, it's not De Niro. It's Pacino. That's getting fucking Owen something. Pacino married
didn't
or hooked
like
up
knock
some,
up some girl?
29-year-old. Now he has to pay like 30 grand a month.
Yeah, say, hey, you know what? Just because you're fucking something, your sperm still works. That's a good
He's
thing.
He's like 82.
That's a good thing about being a woman. I mean, a man. We're like, yeah, you know, women, you guys dry up, but us men, we're virile till the end.
I would not want to be 82 and have a baby on the way. You know, you're not sure if you're going to last the term or not to see it born.
Yeah, okay. But you're living on there. I'm not living on. I'm in no place. I'm not going anywhere. Right here at the table is where it ends.
Ew.
I know. I'm not shooting across the table. I'm just saying it just ends here.
Lindy's just shaking her head.
Hey, Lindy's done spread her fucking seed. I didn't spread my seed. You didn't spread your seed either.
That I know of. Actually, I did a DNA ancestry DNA, so I'm pretty sure I'm safe.
But I'm just saying. So our family, unless our older brother fucking spread his seed.
Which I think he did.
But to a male?
Well, I don't know.
I mean.
Didn't he have a no, it was a girl. The one up in Washington State or something?
Something, yeah, it was a girl.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, so our fucking.
No, our family's, our cousin's got that covered as long as he keeps producing.
Okay, fine. Our cousin? All right, cousin, you got that? Like,
yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
Cal, your family line has to keep the tradition going.
Yeah, otherwise we're fucked.
Keep it going, Cal.
Okay, so get off that and back to Trump. Trump being charged with stuff. Did you see the fucking his lawyer fucking rip into fucking
that judge?
Letitia
no.
James?
Oh, week? No.
No, yeah. Hey, what the hell was that? Okay, listen to this. This is great. I love this woman. For more reasons than one.
Helena Haba?
Watch my sound.
Is there a sound on the video? Yeah.
Hold on. You better be talking.
We are now over a month deep into the biggest waste of New York taxpayer dollars I've ever seen. President Trump's statement of financial condition was so undervalued. But Letitia James, as you've seen, will show up when it's a press day. I said it yesterday on the news. She hasn't been here for days, but you know when she's going to come? When the main event's here, and that is Trump. She piggybacked on Trump to get into office. She didn't do it well enough to be a governor. She was a failed gubernatorial candidate. And now she's working on her politics again. She shows up, sits in the back when she should be doing real work because the city of New York has fallen apart. If you are a business in New York, pay attention. You put your value. If President Trump wanted to inflate his net worth on a statement of financial condition, his brand alone could double, triple it. It's basic. It's basic. This is a waste of time. We heard testimony from an expert this week. Ms. James wasn't here for that day because it wasn't good for her. He's been paid by New York taxpayer dollars $450,000 in the past few months to come here and testify. That's your money. That's not my money. It is a crime, and now these children are being brought in away from their families for doing nothing wrong. It's a great company. It has always been a great company. It's worth a lot more than the statements say, and she just doesn't like it. And now her politics don't allow her to back off or back down, and it's unfortunate. But this case should be done. We are wasting our time. Thank you.
Yeah, so she was on Sean Hannity last night.
Uh-huh.
And she's under a gag order now, too, from that same judge.
That Ingram,
yeah.
Whatever his name is. That guy's a fucking tool. Oh, you're going to gag me now, fucking Frodo? Let's do it, Frodo.
So, but she basically said the same shit on there. Then they were talking about the properties. So this judge valued Trump's Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. There is a two-acre lot. Up just up from Trump's house, it's like a wooded lot that's like $40 million.
Uh-huh.
They're just showing how ridiculous this is. And then they show the fact that all of Trump's these contracts with the banks all have a statement on there saying, do not accept our evaluation. You as a financial institution have the responsibility to have your financial people do your own due diligence and do your own assessment. That right there should protect him. Because
Let me ask you a question, Mike. What's your property value worth?
$1 million.
No. I know. Okay. But seriously, what do you think your property's worth?
Mine?
What would you value your property at?
Based on market value in the area?
Yeah.
Probably around $550,000 to $600,000.
Okay. Now, who is a judge to say that's not true?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Especially if he's not even looking at market value in the area and comparable properties.
No, that's yeah, but comps. I'm just saying. I mean, these people coming in are saying, no, Mike, we're going to take you to court because you misvalued your property.
Right. Exactly.
Since when is that a fucking crime, first of all?
Right, especially since...
Everybody overvalues their property.
Especially since the loans that he got,
mm-hmm.
he's paid back with interest.
Right.
They're talking about insurance. Well, I'm sorry. If I'm going to get an insurance policy on my property, and I say my property is worth...
They're saying, okay, so if it burnt down, you still have to pay that fucking money.
Right.
You got a deductible based on... Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Based on insurance, if I go to an insurance company and say, I want an insurance policy for a $200,000 home, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be one price. If I go to the insurance company and say, I want an insurance property for a $600,000 house...
Uh-huh.
Do you think I'm going to get the same price as that $200,000 home?
No, it's going to be more.
It's going to be more. Mm. So where's the benefit for insurance to say this property is worth this amount of money?
Right.
If I got to pay a higher premium to insure it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. No, they're this is a fucking...
Kangaroo joke. Court.
Yeah.
So there were some...
And this judge, now all of a sudden it came out that this judge is fucking...
Clerk.
Has like donated like... More than her fair share of money to the Democrats.
She's over donated from what she's allowed to do.
Yeah.
And somebody in another state has filed like a suit or something.
Yeah. And it was the guy that Trump retweeted his tweet.
Yeah.
Trump didn't, and he got fined for it. And the guy says, now I'm in this because of this. Right.
So he went and got a lawyer, and they filed like some 40-page brief with all the instances of this chick being overly political.
Yeah. And he goes, hey, you guys fucking brought this on yourself because you brought me into this.
Yeah.
That was great. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, so I was like, what? But the judge goes, I didn't see that report. Bullshit. Your court was served with those documents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this guy is fucking exposing himself as the fucking turd bag he is. The turd bag.
I said it.
Yeah, I said it. And hey, Anger, what's his name? What's his name anyway?
Angry Man?
Whatever his name is. What's his name?
Angron
or whatever. Anger.
He looks like a little like Larry David.
Dude, he's never been laid in his life. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, Rosie.
What? Rosie who? O'Donnell?
Rosie Palm and her five friends.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. That guy, no. Uh-uh. Judge. Let's see. I'm a judge.
Engram.
Engron. Refuse. Whatever. Let's see.
Refuse to acknowledge. Let's see.
Breaking. I mean, there's all kinds of breaking. Breaking. Trump loses motion to have any New York AG fraud case assigned to a different judge. Okay, whatever. Of course it is, because New York is corrupt.
Yeah, so here's all the at the Capitol, they're vandalizing, right?
Mm-hmm. There he is. Look at that guy.
Oh, yeah, dude. So we have people getting 10 years in prison for walking into the Capitol. Let's see how many even get arrested today.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy the other day that was like, I'm going to jail now, and I don't regret one fucking minute of what I did. And yeah, but where's these Palestinians? Remember the guys that fucking encroached into the Capitol a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. With Rashida Tlaib?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I don't know who, because I haven't seen a list yet, but you Republicans that... voted against censoring.
23 of them.
Yeah. Rashida Tlaib, you guys all need to leave your fucking post right now.
Well, let's see. Hang on.
All of you. And I know, FBI, you're listening because you can listen. Apparently, if I turn my phone off, you can listen to me.
Yeah, you can even take your battery out, apparently.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. I think I resaved that, did I?
Did you send it to me?
Yeah.
Here, let me play it for you. Let me play it for you.
I sent you in Facebook, or?
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, Mike's looking up shit. This is, like, fucking scary. This is scary-ass shit. Where is that clown? I can say that, too, because he is a clown.
Where's the names? Here's the vote. 23 Republicans who joined Democrats, right? Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota. Ken Buck of Colorado. John Duarte, California. Chuck Edwards, North Carolina. Morgan Griffin, Virginia. Ginn Grofman of Wisconsin. Here's a surprising one, Harriet Hageman of Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Huizenga, Michigan. Daryl Issa of California. Dusty Johnson, South Dakota. Doug LaMalfa of California. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, California, listen.
Thomas Massey of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but he's
Tom McClintock, California. Richard McCormick, Georgia. Max Miller, Ohio. Marionette Miller Meeks of Iowa. John Molinar of Michigan. Austin Scott, Georgia. Chip Roy of Texas.
Yeah, why? Yeah, him and Marjorie Taylor Greene's been going at it on Twitter.
Yeah, well.
Here's your...
His true colors are starting to show.
Here's your thing. And I like that guy, too. Where's my sound? Why ain't my sound playing?
Hold on. You take the batteries out and think you're good, and you go into your skiff, and you can talk about whatever you want, but I can still listen to you. If we were doing stuff that you could never find what we were doing, ever, and you never will, and it's in every piece of equipment right now, in every chip right now, there's stuff. And where are we buying all the chips from?
China. Taiwan.
Yeah. If you take the battery out of your phone.
Yeah, so.
Hey, so you can take the battery out of these phones,
mm-hmm,
put it on the table, and they can still listen to us.
Yeah, so FBI guys, I know you're listening to me. Fuck you. Really? I mean, we've said this multiple weeks. You've never once fucking showed up at our doors.
Give them time, they will.
I mean, seriously.
FBI, open up.
Either get off the shit or get off the pot, fucktards.
Well, at least we think this is still America.
Yeah, because I have the freedom of speech. So if you're going to violate my fucking civil rights, I'm waiting.
You're going in the gulag, Chuck.
Well, fine. I'll gulag. I like kind of gulag. I like gulag. Oh, wait, that's
goulash.
It's
tasty.
It is. Kente. It is. Actually. Yeah. Seriously, dude. Kind of like it.
So, anyways, what else we got there, Chucky?
What else we got here?
Insurrection at the White House. It's all the right wingers calling insurrection.
Oh, you said right winger.
That's
mean,
us.
You mean the real people?
That's us.
You mean the smart people?
Yes.
There's weird old lady. Yeah, there's an insurrection at the White House. But I don't know if we talked about it or not, but oh yeah, we did because I said shoot them.
Yeah.
Shoot them all.
Pew pew. Oh, did you see the video I reposted on Twitter today of the canine in the tunnels in Gaza?
Yeah, dude. Okay. Yeah, because I saw a couple weeks ago on Twitter, and I didn't save it because it had nothing to do with the show, but I saw a little black kid had a fucking German Shepherd pinned in the corner. The German Shepherd's on his hind legs. And the little black kid had it by its shoulders. And was smacking the shit out of this dog, right? This little black kid had to be 10 years old.
Okay.
The dog, standing on its hind quarters, was taller than this kid, right? And the dog is scared shitless, right?
So it means it's been repeatedly beaten.
Right. My point is, when the dog fucking finally has enough, and it will have enough.
And bites that kid. They're going to kill the dog.
Yeah. And it pisses me off.
Yep.
It fucking pisses me off. I was praying for that dog. I was watching that video.
You were praying for it to bite the kid?
Dude. Just go off on that fucking kid. Yeah.
So that tells me that dog, probably from a puppy, has been beaten into a submission. And knows no other life.
Right.
But eventually, that dog will bite.
Right, it's and, going, then, and then they're going to put the dog, and then they're going to put the dog down
for being aggressive,
yeah,
and not putting, putting the kid down.
Put the kid down. He's a fucking turd.
But
and his parents put them down too. Fuck shit.
But yeah, they had that canine.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I'm gonna play the sound on this video.
All right, good. I saw that you sent it to me. I was laughing my ass off.
So for our listeners, this is a sound of a Israeli military canine running through the tunnel. Has a little like GoPro on its harness.
Oh, is this? No, I thought this was the one where the guy slapped the fucking Doberman.
Oh no, this was today.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe you didn't send this one to me.
I reposted it. It says, must watch. IDF attack dogs go after Hamas ISIS terrorists inside their tunnels in the Gaza Strip.
All right.
To take them down. Right. Hear them scream. So here you go. Here goes the doggy.
Oh,
Bob's just going to town on him.
Dude.
Dark tunnels. This dog's just running, has like a little flashlight, like so he can see a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But dog's night vision is much better than ours. So he is just off leash running through the tunnel, just biting terrorists.
Right.
You know what? I want to like send a donation to the IDF Canine Fund just to get him treats.
Shit, I'll send him. Fuck that, I'll just send him treats.
Send him bags of greenies or
something. Yeah, why'd you send me that? You sent me something where a kid slapped a fucking Doberman.
Was it on Facebook?
I think so. Maybe it wasn't you.
I don't think it was me. Let's see.
Are you sure?
No. Who knows? I send you all kinds of shit on there.
Today's episode of How Fucked Up Is Fucked Up.
That was funny. That was funny. Maybe it was Lindy's kid that fucking sent it to me. I don't know. I can't find it, but it was someone slapped. It was funny because it was like someone was holding a Doberman.
And they slap it, the dog attacks him?
Yeah, and they. Yeah, the guy slaps the Doberman. The Doberman attacks the guy that slapped him. And then the guy that was holding Doberman is trying to stop the Doberman, and he attacks him too.
Dude, dogs are bad.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes!
Score.
Yeah, dude. That's why you don't fuck with dogs, okay? You cat people, fuck dude, you.
I was just playing with my dog, right? With a German Shepherd. Just having fun horsing around, not even aggressive, and he bit me in the hand.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah. You don't fuck around with dogs.
It wasn't, he didn't try to bite me.
No.
You know?
No, I know. I know your dog. I know your dog.
But it was like.
Your dog is like. Dude, first of all, that dog is like cool. I mean, it looks cool. It looks scary as all fucking get-go.
I know.
But it is a cool dog. And, yeah, I know it wouldn't bite anybody to...
Not on... Well, I think protective, if someone was aggressive...
Yeah, if I went after you... Yeah. Yeah.
But for, biting me, he was just playing. And I wasn't fast enough.
Well, we were up at that drinking establishment the other night, and you brought the dog up there because you're allowed to bring dogs in there, and it didn't. There was the other guy's dog.
Yeah, they were friendly.
I got kind of like, ew. But no, nothing happened.
Right.
And that dog is like cool. Yeah. And everybody in that fucking bar loved
my dog. Well, he's a 90-pound all black German Shepherd.
Yeah.
He looks like a wolf. Everyone calls him a wolf.
Yeah. Well, he does look like a wolf. Yeah. I mean, he's got the longer hair. He's got,
Hey, trust me, I walk him through the neighborhood and it scares the shit out of him.
Good. Scares him right, fuckers. So, you and your fucking ritzy neighborhood.
Hey. What? Hey.
You guys change street names during Christmas time.
Don't be jealous.
Without legal.
So the other night for Halloween, one of the streets had a permit and road closure signs and blocked the street off.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. You have to get permits for that.
Yeah, they had a permit for it. Yeah. So another street went and tried it, and it was like too late, so they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, but like one of them, like I saw early in the morning, they had like the road closed sign out there, the official signs. Yeah. Like the city must have dropped them off.
Yeah, we'll drop them off. Yeah.
And they were getting ready. You know, but yeah, one of the streets had a permit for it. Which is funny. Kids went to all the other streets, and I'm sitting outside waiting to hand out candy. I had two bags of candy.
Mm-hmm.
I handed out maybe half a bag.
Dude, we were sitting out front. We bought $50 worth of fucking candy, right? We're sitting out in the driveway.
Uh-huh.
Watching the World Series on the big screen. We got the fucking...
Losers.
I know, fucking Dimebacks, you loser jackass. And I had kids actually walk past the house.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we sitting out in the driveway with the fucking World Series on? Because we don't want you to ring the doorbell and
stir up the dogs.
So we're sitting out there giving you easy access, and you walk fucking by?
Yeah.
Well, and then we had one group of kids, the first group of kids that ever came by, They came back by a second time. I go, oh, we already been there. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Hey, take some candy. pour it in there.
Yeah. We got, look how much we have fucking half.
Take a handful.
holy shit. I mean, we got more candy left over than gave out.
I took a bag of candy to school and put it in the Veterans Resource Center.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
I don't know what happened this Halloween, but fucking something happened. Something was afoot.
Fucking Palestinians.
Strange things were afoot at the Circle K, according to Bill and Ted.
Be excellent to each other.
So, all right. So, anyways, that's about all I have for this week. Yeah.
I'm just tired of all the bullshit.
Happy Halloween. Hawksween.
Barely.
At least they won. Doesn't matter. It's a W.
Yeah. I had some old guy buy me beers. I was happy.
He was trying to get you drunk. Pepperidge Farm, remember? No,
the thing was, he's 80 years old. This guy was the coolest fucking old man ever, right? But he just got diagnosed with like type 2 diabetes, so he's like, I'm trying to handle it through my food intake and stuff instead of taking pills. I know, I totally respect that. And he goes, so all of a sudden he's like buying us beers. He goes, well, I'm just buying you guys beers because if I buy you beers, I can have one.
That's awesome.
So he was a cool guy. It was a good time for all. And but hey, reach out to us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com or on Twitter @didweoffend, and we're on True Social @didweoffendyou. The whole fucking thing. So reach out to us. We appreciate you listening, and we'll be back next week. Thanks. Bye.